this show rocks.
Get down on the ground! Hide your hands! Put your hands together! Hold your head! Put them on the ground! Nobody says back! Nobody wants me to back! Nobody wants me to back! Nobody wants me to back! Get down!
Welcome to Show Rocks. This show totally rocks. It is Friday night. My name is Derek. It's Radioactive International. We are here to rock. I was away last week in America, so I'm going to play a few American bands. I was in Portland, so I missed seeing a Portland band that was playing here on the Friday night, and I missed seeing a Portland band that was playing there on the Saturday night, once because I was here, there, and the other time is because I was at my folks' house. But it is 4:20. I couldn't ignore that fact. So that was a bit of bong rip by White Fang. But the band that I missed, because they came all the way from Portland to play in Dublin, and I went all the way to Portland to avoid them, is The Estranged. This is Subliminal Man.
Trading everything.
All right, the always fabulous Sedatives with Cannot Calm Down off their self-titled full length. Before that, we had a bit of The Vicious with Walking Dead. I got Sweden. I think that's off their self. I think that's self-titled. Doesn't have much on the cover, anyways. Next, I'm going to play a bit of the Red Dawns because they were playing in Portland on the Saturday night, and I was too jet lagged to make it. We'll be right back. All right, we had a couple of Portland bands with a defect there with Lil Waze. And before that, we had a bit of Autistic Youth with Fuck Yeah. I did get only one little tiny shot of getting into a record shop in Portland. And it was, of course, Second Avenue Records. I've been going there for years. It's been around since I was a kid. Walked in, it was the same place, same whole thing. I think some of the dividers for bands are still the same. The same woman behind the counter, she was just as cranky as she always was. The place hasn't changed in 30 years, although I do think that the guy that actually rang me up with a twinkle in his parents' eye the first time I was in there. But anyway, so I walked in, this is the first record I saw when I walked in, and it caught my eye. It was a bit of Defiance. This is Still Got Fuck All.
I want to see blood, burn down to ribbons.
I tried to get out of Portland there and played a bit of Cloak Dagger with Sunburnt Mess there out of Richmond, Virginia, but then went straight back to Portland for a bit of Psych to Die with Permanent Solution. But this is the show, Roxas Radioactive International, halfway through. It's Friday night, it's 4:20, we are rocking out. I've got loads of stuff coming up. I've got a bit of No Hope for the Kids, The Mean Genes, Exploding Hearts, a bit of Problems, a bit of Gurn Blanston. But I did actually buy one record when I was in town. It was a record that I meant to buy in San Diego last time, but didn't get around to it, so I bought it this time when I saw it. It is known other than CFM, going all the way down to LA. This is The Setup.
You done. You said you love me and you're done.
All right. That was a brand new one off the brand new King Tuff album. That was Rainbow Blue off of the other. A bit of a departure for young King Tuff since Black Moon Spell, which is a bit more rockin' and party-ish. That is a bit more big rock anthems, but it is very good. Before that, we had a bit of Ty Segall with 5 Feet Tall off the new double album, and that is also very good, Freedom's Goblin. And he will be playing in the Tivoli in June, and I got my tickets. It's going to be deadly. You should get tickets as well. But moving right along, we have a bit of The Intelligent. This is Dating Cops, which I never do.
Yeah!
started a bit of Forbidden Tigers there. Before that, we had the Tokyo Electron. And now we have a bit of the Exploding Hearts heading back to Portland.
Yeah.
That is nearly all the time we have before this evening. That was a bit of No Hope for the Kids. But No Hope for the Kids. Before that, we had a bit of Problems doing a cover of an old Cortina song, Fascist Dictator. Before that, we had a bit of the Mean Jeans, of course, with the I Think You Stink off the first 7-inch that Ken from that used to own Dirt Nap and Green Noise. He only owns Dirt Nap now, I think. Said, you have to check these guys out. I'm glad I did. That is my favorite sound. They've had a few different sounds, the Mean Jeans. And that is my, the early records sound the best. But this has been Radioactive International. We're here every Friday. It's this show rocks, finishing things up. If you were a teenager in the 1990s in Portland, you hung out on the east side in EJ's, you would have seen these guys, and they were always great live. Saw them at Satyricon a few times as well. Dean is a fantastic drummer. And I actually saw the guitar player stab someone with his guitar for jumping on stage, which was cool. So until next week, this is a bit of Gurren Blanston. Have a fantastic one.